bringing out the best, seven-person mechanics, and why do you think they call them districts anyway? That's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Friendly rivalries in sports are the best kind and the only kind we should have at the high school level. That kind of competition brought out the best in Algonac senior Margo Beetlescomb, who repeated as the individual champion in the boys' Division II race last Saturday at the MHSAA Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals at Michigan International Speedway. Beetlescomb and Corunna junior Noah Jacobs went 1-2 at the racetrack this year and pushed each other hard in the spring on the cinders. They split the distance events in the spring at the Division II Finals, Beetlescomb winning the 1600, Jacobs the 3200, and Beetlescomb told MHSAA second half rider Bill Kahn that he enjoys the competition.
Oh, it's great. I mean, he's a great kid. We wish each other luck every time we see each other. It's good competition. I mean, we're hard and we push each other, but it's good. It really helps both of us. And I can't wait to see what he does next year as a senior.
The Division IV girls individual champ was Tessa Feneri of Waterford Our Lady, who had also swept the distance events in the spring at the track finals, and she said that helped prepare her for the cross country finals.
I think that really prepared for this. Because, state title was kind of intimidating to me at first. I did it and I realized that it was really just a title. It's about running the best that you have that day. I just wanted to do the best that I could. And I know I did my best because I can't feel my legs or my arms.
You can read all of Bill Kahn's cross country finals coverage on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Jesse Oliver of Genesee Christian, who gave the Soldiers their first MHSAA title in any sport with his overtime goal against Kalamazoo Hackett in the Division IV boys soccer finals on Saturday, and Grand Rapids South Christian netminder Carter Selvius, who had the big stop in his team's Division III shootout victory over Williamston. Are you fueling properly? Most student-athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Last fall, the MHSAA used seven-person football officiating crews at the semifinal and final levels of our tournament for the very first time. These larger crews replaced the traditional five-person crews in the 24 most important games of the football season. Seven-person crews, which for many years were the size of all NCAA and NFL crews, provide for much better coverage in the passing and running games with all the spread offenses and wide-open attacks that have become commonplace in football in the year 2015 and beyond. By adding the two extra officials on each deep sideline, coaches also have two officials to communicate with on each sideline to answer questions and address concerns.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I'm glad the district round of the football playoffs are over now, so I won't have to put up with any more of the mindless drivel that comes from some people's mouths about having to play their neighbors in the first 2 weeks of the tournament. Historically, MHSAA playoffs are built on local games first. Districts, then progressing further out around the state to regionals, and then to statewide or peninsula-wide finals. Football is being treated no differently, nor should it be treated any differently than basketball, volleyball, soccer, or any other sport. I think that sense of entitlement comes from so many schools dodging their neighbors during the regular season for fear of a loss. A good reason for the MHSAA to consider doing the regular season scheduling, especially considering the money wasted to make such long trips when the big game and a big gate is usually only 30 minutes away or less. And there will always be districts that will be loaded with winning teams and districts loaded with teams with average record. It's that way in every sport, and it's not anything that merits changing anytime soon. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.